This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for All Tech Considered. Today, the Silicon Slopes of Utah. Last year, Utah created new jobs at a faster rate than any other state in the country, with the exception of North Dakota. The boom in North Dakota has been driven by oil and gas. But the hot job market in Utah is powered in large part by technology companies. This week, we're looking at vibrant parts of the economy, places and industries where things are looking up. Today, NPR's Steve Henn takes us to Utah.
For Jill Layfield, the decision to move to Park City, Utah from Silicon Valley was not a tough call.
Not difficult at all. I'm a big fan of climbing and mountain biking, skiing, trail running. So the idea of being able to come work for a tech company and live in a ski resort was actually a very easy decision.
We've got a powder rule, 6 inches of fresh powder. We expect you to take the first hour or two in the morning to go carve some turns.
Jeremy Andrus moved out here from San Francisco. While these two might sound like ski bums, don't be fooled. They're both CEOs. Jill runs Backcountry.com, an online retailer that did close to $300 million in sales last year. And she's hiring.
Marketing and merchandising, we're always looking for great gearheads.
She needs programmers, product managers, and engineers. And it's not just techies wanted.
Always. It doesn't matter. We if somebody great comes through the door, we'll find a position for them.
Jeremy's a Harvard Business School grad. He runs a company called Skull Candy. It makes designer headphones for snowboarders, skaters, and surfers. And Jeremy's hiring, too. But it's not just startups that are expanding here. eBay's had a presence in Utah since the 90s. It runs a big call center.
So we have moved almost about 350 jobs from the Philippines back over here to Salt Lake City.
Scott Murray's eBay's VP in charge here. And yeah, you heard him correctly. eBay just took jobs from the Philippines, call center jobs, and moved them back to the United States. Why?
The key for us is, 20% of our transactions are cross-border trade.
And it turns out that Utah has the highest percentage of foreign language speakers in the country. It's kind of the state's secret economic weapon.
Benvenuta alla Utah.
Utah shuni irishaimaset.
Bienvenido a Utah.
Bienvenue à Utah.
And there's a simple reason so many people here speak another language.
I served a mission for the Mormon Church in Japan in 1991 to 93.
And I ended up serving a mission as well for the LDS Church.
I learned Spanish through a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And I also served a mission for my church in Italy.
Every year, thousands of returning Mormon missionaries come back to Utah after spending 2 years abroad, after learning a foreign language, customs, and culture. So, if at eBay a buyer from Brazil has a problem with a seller from Slovakia, there's a good chance the folks here can handle it.
In my department, I know that we had like a Russian, a Brazilian Portuguese, we had a Filipino that spoke Tagalog. I think we had one other person that spoke Chinese as well.
Michael Bobo mastered French on his mission.
I get calls from people in Cameroon and Togo and Zaire and Congo.
But it's not only eBay that's interested in foreign language fluency. The NSA, the National Security Agency, recently decided to build a $1.2 billion data center.
That's very definitely linked to the linguistic talent that's here.
Jeff Edwards is president of the Economic Development Corporation of Utah. Even Goldman Sachs has tapped its Salt Lake office for language skills. It uses employees recruited here to open offices around the world. Today, Salt Lake is Goldman's second largest office in North America, with more than 1,300 employees. But most firms don't come to Utah looking for an internationally sophisticated workforce. Goldman was lured by tax breaks. Skull Candy landed in Park City because its founder didn't want to live more than 5 minutes from a ski lift.
You know, when we started building the business here, I don't know that we had the bold vision that we'd be in 70 countries around the world.
But Jeremy Andrus says having a workforce fluent in languages and cultures from all over the globe has been a boon. While its headquarters are still in Utah, today, Skull Candy has offices from San Clemente to Switzerland to Shanghai. Steve Henn, NPR News, Park City, Utah.